I'm Lisa Mullins. The growing number of illnesses, some of them fatal, that are apparently related to vaping, have public health officials across the nation scrambling. Massachusetts is going further than any other state in its response. WBUR's Steve Brown reports on Governor Charlie Baker's surprise order today that temporarily bans all vaping products in the state.
Today, I'm officially declaring a public health emergency in the Commonwealth due to severe lung disease associated with the use of e-cigarettes and marijuana-infused vaping products.
In announcing the ban, Governor Baker said vaping sales need to be suspended so medical experts can collect more information about what is driving the uptick in life-threatening illnesses linked to vaping and to better understand the inherent dangers of vaping both nicotine and cannabis.
This order prohibits the sale of all devices, all non-flavored and flavored vaping products, including mint and menthol, and all THC or marijuana vaping products in the Commonwealth.
Two states have banned flavored vaping products, but Massachusetts is the first state in the nation to implement a total ban. The order is scheduled to be lifted January 25th. State Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell says she is deeply concerned about the health issues related to e-cigarettes and vaping, adding they don't want another generation to become addicted to nicotine.
We do not know what is causing these illnesses, but the only thing in common in each one of these cases is the use of e-cigarettes and vaping products. So we want to act now to protect our children.
The DPH and local boards of health will work with law enforcement to enforce the ban. Violators can be fined or their products confiscated if they fail to adhere to the ban. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.